Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Air Brand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 10. So what we doing? And we're continuing the ing season. This episode is called Making. Because there's people that make things happen and to get things done. And then there's people that make plans just for fun. And you have to decide which one you'll be or which one you are. Because are you the person that you're supposed to become in the making? Or are you just making excuses? And I think for me, I think I'm making things happen. Because especially with this podcast and then also with the Blurred and Beyond podcast with my fam over there, We're getting things done. And I just feel like I'm making a lot of special things happen for me in my life. Especially with people, meeting people and just growing. Cause I know what I wanted to do in life and I know what I want to accomplish. And I'm not letting anyone get away with that or anything. And I know I'm not playing make believe. I truly believe in things that I'm doing. I know God has made a way for me, man, making my blessings come in a big abundance, like slowly but surely. It always takes time because things don't just happen overnight. As long as you're making progress in whatever goal that you're working towards, whether it's working out, drawing, like trying to do new projects, as long as it's applying to your life, not say you're making these goals apply to you, even though it's aligned with somebody else's life. You got to make sure that it's for you. You're doing things for yourself because you're not making things happen if you're trying to make something happen for someone else. Like, of course, you can uplift somebody else and motivate them. You got to really focus on yourself and lock in
and do what's right for you.
Pick up as many things that you want to as much as possible
as you make your way through your journey
of life. Because no one's going to make it for you. You have to make it for yourself. You don't want to be just going through life, just easing by. You want to catch a stride, and because of course you're going to fall, but you have to get back up. But you want to catch a stride that you're constantly moving forward. Because who else but you? This is your life. Like, you got to make things happen. Start making things happen for yourself. Like, of course, it's great to network and everything like that, but it has to have some value to it. Because, of course, you try to gain something when you're networking. Like, that's really the name of the game. Like, you are definitely trying to get something in return from networking, business-wise, of course. Because there's so many people that are afraid to network. Cause they either don't know how, or they don't know what someone else is going to say to them, or they're just afraid. But we have to step outside that box, step out of our comfort zone. And I say it because that could be what's holding you back. You got to make the best out of your situation. Like, no one can do that for you. Making progress is very important. Because you keep track of where you're going and where you stopped at last. Because you might take a break and like, okay, I'll get better at this tomorrow. And that's not necessarily a bad thing unless you stop completely and you just, oh, dang, I meant to do this, but I never went back to it. So it's unfinished progress or project one. So, and this is another part of way of giving up, but is that going to make you happy? Is that generally or essentially making you into the bad person? So you're the villain of your own story at some points because you're not putting your all into something. Like these plans that you're making just for fun. You're not doing things to get it done. Many people go throughout life and just they try to make the best out of every situation. Some people make the worst out of the situation because trouble just seems to find them no matter what they're doing. And you have to realize, like, you can't align yourself with that. And then it's okay. It's okay to, I guess, hold back into who you truly are in some points. Because sometimes people don't want to, they don't feel like showing their true potential. Because sometimes they feel like that makes matters worse with other people around you. So you want to make sure other people are comfortable. Like, as long as you're comfortable with yourself and what you're doing. Like for me, for example, I have like different things that I want to do, or like, say if there's a certain thing that I want to do, I guess job wise, but I have to really think hard about it, and maybe that's holding me back because I think about it and I think about it, and then when I feel like I'm not sure about it, I guess I'll take a break from it and just put it aside. Then I'll eventually come back and like, okay, I can make some moves by doing this. Like I can follow these steps and I can get it done. Sometimes it feels like it's a blueprint with the success thing. Sometimes it's not. So you can do what you can. Like, don't try to go crazy and just, I guess, get caught up. And are you actually doing it? Are you doing what's best for you? Are you just holding back because you're afraid of what else? What someone else is going to think? What is your family going to think? But everybody has their own version of success and what they want to do in life. Some people go to college and eventually transfer out and do something else. Some people go to college, they make it all the way through. And there's others who go to college, they're there, and then they end up either in financial aid a lot, or just in general struggle, or they're just because they're afraid. I mean, which is just check on your people whenever you can. That's part of, like, helping someone make themselves and who they want to be. Because some people get discouraged and they need someone to help lift them up so they can make it happen. Like, that's what we're all trying to do, essentially. We're all trying to make things happen for ourselves and just grow. And don't be bothered with certain situations and stuff because it's not worth it. People can say what they want and all this other stuff and point. And everything like that, but everything is not the same for everyone. So you gotta really focus and just lock in, honestly. Like, it should, of course, it should be like a teamwork thing, but I'm not sure. It depends on your circle and who you call on, and I guess who uplifts you. So you have to worry about that and everything. But as long as you're pushing forward to everything that you even talked about, or anything that you dreamed about, like, don't be afraid of who you become in the making, like, who you truly meant to be, and all that before it ends. Because some people feel like they just wasted their time doing certain things and they could have been doing this. But I finally got to a point in my life where is it make or break? Like, I gotta get stuff done as quick as I can and whenever I can. Because sometimes it's easier to give up than, I guess, give in to the success that they tell you that you can have. Maybe that's a defining factor, maybe it's not. It just depends on how people are raised and how they carry themselves. But we'll see. You just gotta walk the right path and just make it happen. This, I can't say that more than enough. Just make things happen for yourself very vividly and just keep pushing forward. Surround yourself with other people that's making things happen as much as possible. Because it'd be easier to see them instead of just demonstrating on the rack or whatever that's in the way, or holding the people back. Push that out the way and just recover and I guess regroup and communicate with your group. Like, what is something else you could do? Whatever works for you, because something that works for somebody else might not work for you. But we just gotta keep striving and building, and we take and make everything that we thought we would do, we're doing it. So I will end with this. Do you feel like it's easier to make believe or make others believe? Just think about that and come back to me. But my answer is, I feel like it's easier more to make other people believe, because sometimes some people might feel like they're lying to themselves, they're lying to other people just to keep going, just keep going, keep moving ahead, just based off of that. So ain't no telling. Just keep doing what's best for you and living your best life for you as well. So we'll see. Everyone stay blessed and continue listening. Continue motivating yourself to the highest degree. Keep holding, feeling, be honored in how you have come in the stride. So y'all go out there, continue believing in yourself, and don't allow anybody to tell you what you can't or will not do. So y'all stay blessed.